League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's talk to Dave Harris. He's the CEO of Invertrust Consultancy. This segment entitled, Are We Due a Dividend from Brexit? Question mark. Dave, welcome.
Morning.
Right.
Morning.
Off on your soapbox.
Well, it's been an interesting week, really, hasn't it? The Prime Minister managed to cobble together some form of agreement with a cabinet and then loses two senior ministers and two vice chairs of the Conservative Party. But as we speak, it doesn't appear as though there's going to be a leadership challenge. And so I guess we're going to stumble on until next March in the hope that Parliament will agree, the EU will agree, and everybody else will mildly agree with what's written down. Whether that's what the UK public actually voted for, I think, is another matter. But yep, that's exactly what we have to live with. So is there anything positive that we can actually take going forward? I think you can forget, personally, all the bogus rhetoric that there is about some form of cash dividend arriving that will pay for this National Health Service uplift and other spending plans that the government undoubtedly has. I think anybody who believes we're magically going to arrive at these figures went to the Diane Abbott School of Economics. These bonuses simply don't exist. We will find a way to spend whatever we spend on the EU on other matters, but to identify it as such, I think, is just simply wrong. However, there interestingly, research shows that there is an amount of money that's sloshing about at the moment, and it's about £60 billion, which equates to about £2,000 per UK household, which has been stockpiled by UK industry pretty much over the last 2 years. So instead of investing, they've been stockpiling this cash. Okay. Now, this has been going on for some time, but it's actually mushroomed in the last couple of years since the referendum vote, because business is concerned that will they be able to do a similar type of business after we finally leave the EU. My own worry was always that we wouldn't fall into recession after the EU vote, or the vote to leave the EU. But that we'd look back in 10, 20 years' time and we'd basically think, well, we've gone from being a very prosperous economy to a less prosperous economy. Unfortunately, I got the timing wrong. There is no recession, but we're now the slowest growing economy in the G7.
Yep.
It's getting worse. The rest of the world is enjoying genuine growth.
Yep.
And it's synchronised around the world. And we're getting left behind. John Lewis announced so-called profits flatlining a few weeks ago. That's just a bellwether for the UK economy. The UK economy is flatlining. Unemployment might be at low record levels, but when you dig down further than that, you find that we're actually working in total less hours than we were 2 years ago. So there is a problem. Nobody knows how much extra in GDP we would have had if we had voted to remain, but the estimates are somewhere around about, say, 1.5% to 2.25% increase in GDP. Now, it's not a coincidence that that £60 billion that I talk about that sits in the bank from UK business equates to 2% of GDP. It's simply not a coincidence. They're not investing it because they don't know where the world's going. You would expect businesses to invest round about sort of 10% per annum. It's 2% at the moment, and it's not enough. Car manufacturers have halved the amount that they're investing in the UK at the moment. And you can't blame them. Why would you invest in plant and machinery right at the moment when you have no idea where your future markets are actually going to be? Therefore, the money simply piles up. Now, the good news.
We love good news.
There's every reason to believe that if we get a sensible deal, then we will, UK industry or UK PLC, that money will get spent. And so very, very quickly, we will return to pre-referendum levels of growth.
OK.
However, just a bit of caution, if we get a hard Brexit, yep, as in right out, then it's quite possible that the situation will get worse, because the temporary offices and the temporary headquarters that many of these big companies have set up outside of the UK could become permanent. There will undoubtedly be an outflow of cash from the UK. So we have to get a deal. And I would implore MPs to set aside whether they voted out or in. We are where we are, and we need a deal. And it's not perfect, but I would suggest that what the May government has put forward now is about as good as it's going to get. And I actually think that Europe will believe that as well. I think they will feel that they've pushed us about as far as they can. And if they go any further, you will likely get a collapse in this government. The EU certainly doesn't trust the idea of a Corbyn-led administration. And so I think that we will see, it will probably be a 12-hour deal, but I think that there will be a deal to be done. So I'm remaining optimistic. If we get that deal, then we're going to bounce back, and I think we'll move forward. What I also think is that if we get that deal, you will see the value of sterling rise dramatically, maybe, but it wouldn't surprise me to see 10 to 15%
yep,
on the level of sterling yep, when a deal is actually
finalised.
And finalized.
Obviously, the equity markets, the UK is cheap by, in terms of PE ratios. And
yes.
However you look at it, okay, it's being held back. That, you would think, would rally as well.
Well, you would expect it to. You would expect it to rally. Certainly, if this cash is put to good measure, then you would expect to see growth within the economy and therefore growth in equity prices. I mean, you and I have been in this business for far too long now. We know it doesn't always work quite like that.
Yep.
But that certainly, in theory, would support that view.
Just in summary, OK, I've been travelling. OK, what is on the table at the moment?
You've been travelling. I've been here. I simply do not know exactly what's on the table.
So when is this white paper?
Well, the white paper comes out today. And hopefully at that, it will clear it up. But I'm not clear in my own mind whether this white paper says we'll be within the customs union, out the customs union, but following the rules. Will we be in the single market or out the single market, or in the single market simply following the rules and have a Swiss, Norway, Canada type deal? I mean, it's all cloudy to me. I mean, it depends on what colour newspaper or media or tweet you actually listen to as to what impression you get. So until I can actually read this white paper, I'm as much in the dark as you've been being in New York.
On that note, young David, lovely to see you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.